Unit 1. Listening. Exercise 3.
We communicate with other people in lots of different situations and for various reasons on a daily basis. We put a lot of effort into choosing the right words to make sure we convey the correct meaning. But communication doesn't happen only through the content of our speech. Whether we are aware of it or not, we use a number of non-verbal signals that can convey important information about what we are not saying, the way we feel, or even who we are. Imagine that you're talking to a person, but you have the feeling that something's not quite right. It may be because the speaker's non-verbal communication doesn't match what they're saying with words. For example, someone who reassures you that he can handle a difficult situation while he's biting his fingernails is probably not as confident as he'd like you to believe. Or let's say an applicant turns up for a job interview looking as if he hasn't had a change of clothes in the last few days. He might not be the kind of person who would make an effort at work. The most recognizable types of nonverbal communication involve using our face and body. We look people straight in the eye to emphasize the sincerity of what we're saying, but we avoid eye contact when we're being dishonest. Gestures are another form of body language that we often use. We accompany our words with an appropriate frown or smile. We pat someone on the back to show approval, or we cross our arms to show disapproval. Gestures may become more emphatic when we want to convey encouragement or to stop someone from coming closer, perhaps. Actually, proximity, in other words, how far we allow other people into our personal space, is another type of nonverbal communication of its own. We show familiarity and affection by standing close to those we like or love, while we keep strangers at a distance, and we will often move away to avoid someone touching us if we don't feel comfortable around them. Interestingly, research has shown that touching and physical closeness between infants and those who look after them play a major role in the child's emotional development because it reinforces the message that they're loved and protected. There are other kinds of non-verbal communication too. Our lifestyle choices speak volumes about us: which car we drive, the neighborhood we live in, which school our children go to, and so on. We have also learnt that if we want to be part of a certain social group, we need to make this clear by sending the right non-verbal signals. For example, the way we decorate our homes, the items of technology we own, what we do in our free time. All of these things send a message out about us.